Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom on BBSRadio.com. First of all, this is a program where we talk about the Akashic Records and the effects the Akashic Records can have in your life. And what's wonderful about this is that tonight we have a guest that emulates the Akashic Records in every area of her life. And I am so honored to have her. She is my teacher, and she is my original Akashic Records teacher. I also would like to consider, and I do consider her my friend and mentor, and so I'm just excited. Now, for those of you who got my email and have been listening to this program for the last few weeks, we've been talking about having our guest on, and I'm going to just keep her name quiet for a minute, because the book that she has written is a revolutionary, groundbreaking work. And it is called The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. The reason this book is groundbreaking is because we belong, and our founders, or not founders, but our founding members of an organization by the name of Akashic Record Consultants International. And Akashic Record Consultants International is dedicated to training and upholding the purity of the work of the Akashic Records. And I've been working with the Akashic Records for 13 years, and my guest has been working with the records for longer than that, and we're going to ask her how long. And we have both dedicated our lives to this work. And the people who are the founding members of Akashic Record Consultants International have also dedicated their lives to the work of the Akasha. So this is the first nationally or internationally published book by one of our members, and we hope there'll be more. We know there'll be more, but that's one of the reasons why it's revolutionary. And the other thing that's fabulous is it's coming at a right time. And the right time is we all need to really master the principles of dynamic manifestation. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my guest and friend and mentor, Elena Lynn Lieberman. Elena, thank you so much for being on Akashic Wisdom tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. It's a great pleasure to be working with you again and to be on the show.
Well, yeah, this, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and your questions and you can email your questions. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about this new book. It's available on Amazon.com. Your website is dynamicmanifestation.com. We're going to go to more contact information. But I want to, folks, I just want to be able to read to you, the back page that has a picture of Elena on it. So, by the way, the book is available not only on Amazon, but an autographed copy is available through Elena's website, dynamicmanifestation.com. But what I want to do is just read for a moment what the back end has to say. It says, with steadfast commitment, Elena Lynn Lieberman has devoted 2 decades inspiring others to realize inner growth through the transformational process of accessing the Akashic Records. Her sensitivity to internal spiritual forces that shape all physical reality has afforded her widespread public notice. She has appeared on national and local broadcast media throughout North and South America, and Elena has personally taught and mentored several generations of teachers through her Akashic Record classes. As a trained vocalist and actress, she places great emphasis on centering in the creative power surging from the divine. Her true artistry lies in awakening others to the magnitude of the gifts held within the sanctity of the heart. In the Principles of Dynamic Manifestation, she reveals through her loving mastery of spirit how you can actualize the divine force of your full potential. When everything you manifest draws from the authentic adoration and grace that is the ultimate transmission of your life, and you are aware of this orchestration physically, emotionally, financially and spiritually, you are totally in abundance. And that says it all. I mean, there's some wonderful comments on Amazon.com as far as recommendations. We know from the folks that you've worked with and the processes that are in this book that it works, and it's worked in your life. So what I want to do is just ask Lee a little bit, talk to us about the book and how it came about, and so I just want you to just share what is most important for you to share at this moment.
The book came about actually in interstate that came through me, and it came through me actually in my sleep. Part of it, I'd wake up in the morning and the book would come rushing out of me. I couldn't stop myself from writing it. And you know, Donna, that leads to a very interesting principle in the book that I state in a few different ways, which is basically inner work must equal outer imaging. I use the term outer imaging because what I found, particularly in writing the book, is that any thought or feeling, if it remains on the abstract plane or in the abstract plane, unless we do something to pull it through and physicalize it or bring it through the physical, it will not allow itself to truly manifest. So we pull it through in any way that we feel comfortable with. But to not acknowledge that that has happened in the abstract is, number one, not being grateful for this thought or realization coming through. And by saying it did happen, we anchor it into the physical. But then another miraculous thing happens. By pulling it through into the physical, we have made a space for even greater wealth, greater images, greater thoughts, greater artistry to flow through. So we enter into a tidal wave, so to speak, of manifestation. It is always much greater than we even realize in that moment, because we only live moment to moment. So by bringing it through and acknowledging it and loving it and honoring it, we're able to tap into great wealth that is limitless.
And when you say bring it through, yeah, when you say bring it through, you're talk about the differentiation, if you will, of for example, give us an example, give the listeners an example of a vision and then anchoring it by bringing it through and acknowledging it. Can you give us an example?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, if it's a vision, you can draw the vision, but you can do that symbolically in writing, action, or anything at all that means something to you. I give a funny example in the book, like hanging a scarf. I actually gave that deliberately because it can be any type of symbol that says, this happened, this is so, this is inside of me. This is a force in you that is constantly in motion and in creation. I call this force inner God because it is creator, always creating. Any moment is perfect for dynamic manifestation. Once you tap in and acknowledge that there is this divine movement happening internally that is connecting you to the vaster, almighty sense of God. But it's an internal awareness that brings you into that realization. And it can be any type of outer action that has meaning to you.
So we're talking, let's say we're talking about manifesting a right livelihood, like the perfect career for a person, for example. Can you just relate how this would work with that?
This relates to something that's another point. Now, I'll discuss that in a second. One of the things that we look at is what the real feeling is of something.
Okay.
Is it heartfelt? Now, there are two layers that I identify as heart. And, of course, it's much more, there are many details that go into that. There's what I call the sentimental heart, which is very rich, which is very profound, which is engrossing, which is moving, moments in life that we cherish. And if you look at how a person manifests, they will manifest a very sizable amount of their life from these impressions of the sentimental heart, what brought them close to other people, where they were loved. For instance, in manifesting a livelihood, things you were good at, or being good at your living is very fulfilling because you get accolades or love or support. That is in the area of the sentimental heart. It's very important. It's very real. It has a certain energy that can manifest directly. And I have a number of examples of that in the book.
Okay.
There's another area. This is the area of the greatest wealth, the greatest knowing. And this is called the supernal heart. The supernal heart is the sacred heart or the holy heart that transcends into all of humanity. It is the area of heart that is across the board recognized as the most profound guideposts of living, of humanity. And you access the supernal heart after the emotional heart. In the moment of calm, you sink into this this knowing that is sacred, that is beneath the emotion, that is a light to mankind, something that's a very deep, transcendent knowing in this area of the sacred heart. That is where the greatest wealth lies. The more we acknowledge that we have this within us and express from that place, the richer our lives become, the more sacred. And there's another area that this leads into, which I call spiritual capacity. And it goes between both areas, sentimental and through the supernal heart. The spiritual capacity is the depth and the full breadth of how one feels. It's not necessarily the emotion itself or the feeling itself. It's an acknowledgement of the magnitude of the feeling. If we push that away, we will not know our full wealth in any level, emotional, physical, financial, livelihood. If we push that away, we will not know our full capacity to manifest across the board on all levels.
And does the book tell us how to not push it forward? In other words, I want you to let our listeners know that there is an answer to this dilemma.
Yes. The book is very detailed. I have 13 processes in the
book.
Mm-hmm. So it gives very
There's 13 processes, 29 principles, right?
Moving. What? Pardon me?
I said there's 13 processes, and then there's
37 principles.
Yes, right.
Yes. Oh my God. Let me begin by saying that when we have this type of awareness, it comes from going through the emotion, something that brings up emotion, and it can be something that bothers you. But when you let go of it, and we have a way that we have talked about letting go of it through grace, what
right.
you realize is the magnitude of what you felt, and you fill it with the Creator, the depth of who you are. There's actual processes for going into a particular feeling, letting it go, giving it over to grace, and you can do this letting go of completely writing it out. You can then burn it if it's negative, and then you can record it, and then you can burn the recording. Whatever you need to understand the magnitude of positive and negative forces. Or if it's very positive, we have a number of exercises that are given to us to declare that and to build it up, to see the magnitude of that force. It is the declaration that bridges the deep internal workings into the outer world for manifestation. And that's a principle of divine manifestation, because in all of the religious teachings and various practices, we have tones of divine names or mantras, which bridge from internal reality into the physical. In this case, I am asking and have found through the records that in this technique, we actually speak that which is greatly felt in us, our vision. And by doing that, we bridge deep internal workings out into the world.
You know, it's interesting. As I was looking through the book, one of the processes that really caught my heart, other than lifting debt, which is, there's this wonderful process called lifting debt. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do nothing but buy the book just for lifting debt, you need to go to Amazon.com or Elena's website, Divine Manifestation? No, Dynamic Manifestation.
DynamicManifestation.com.
And get the book for lifting debt. That process alone is worth 20 times the price of the book, or more. But there's this process 9, and what draws me to it is the sacredness of it, when it says, claim your calling before God.
Mm-hmm.
And it really spoke to my heart.
What you're doing is, when that came through, and as you say it now, and we look at claim your calling before God, that's part of the declaration process.
Uh-huh.
And that you write it, and you claim it, and you say, this calling is my bridge from this inner sanctuary of my heart out into the world. And I will come from that place. I will walk from that place. I will be in that place. And that is, when it's so aligned in that way, the amount of support and giving and gratitude that comes from that place is totally in alignment with divine support. When you walk from that place, when you move from that place, and if it is not happening to you, then you really have to see if there is anything that is stopping you from the total alignment with that very inward place. And you actually go before, you know, we have many layers of support coming from the divine within, the inner God and without. In this book, I do make the point that there are consciousnesses, there are ancestors, whatever is dear to you, physical or not, declare it before them. So all forces, whether you understand them or not, align with the very core of your being, your vision, and your heart. Because that is what will affect what is introduced early in the book as the spiritual template. We manifest everything from spirit.
Right.
The spiritual template is a vibrational symphony, if you will, that will cause our life to unfold. And the more we declare and enrich from the place of spirit, the more our life will align for our spirits to come forward and be totally supported on every level. The book is about being wholly supported, not just I want to get rich, not just
right.
I want to have peaceful emotions. It's across the board, because there is no area where God is not.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So it's across the board. That's what the total manifestation is, dynamic manifestation.
And I think it's important to bring out that a person does not have to know how to open their own Akashic records in order to be able to not only read the book or find benefit from the processes in the book. This book has been written for every human out there that is interested in having a life filled with abundance of love and well-being and not just wealth, but in having a wholly balanced life. So I really want, even though this program is about the Akashic Records, and if you've not tuned in before, we're talking about the Akashic Records and how, just as a little definition here. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including your soul's intention for this lifetime and so much more. So if you think about the Akashic Records as every thought, word, and deed since the beginning of time, you know that it holds all wisdom for not only our life, but for the planet and beyond, galactically. But right now we're just concerned with our human lives and in the here and now. And what this book has brought forward is a formula at how to live that life. And that's what's so ultimately dynamic about this book, and in my estimation. So what
well,
I want
the formula.
No, all
the
I wanted
formula,
to say is, yeah.
The formula that we're working with here is one of wholeness.
Right.
And what is amazing, and the way I begin the book and has amazed me, is that every cell, every vibration, every need, every aspect of ourselves, ego, everything, has an awareness of wholeness and self-realization. We know when we're fulfilled. Now, and we can ask, how do we know? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? What's in us that knows wholeness? It's so profoundly inscripted in our being. And every person knows this. They know they have a sense of fulfillment. And that comes from the soul level. That comes from the spiritual level right across the board. And so you have in you an innate spiritual knowledge that emanates throughout your whole being. So you will recognize when you are whole, when you have reached it. And it isn't to say that it doesn't keep creating or shift. It's living. It's a vitalization of life, is this recognition. And the more you become aware of it across the board, the more fulfilled and richer and wealthier your whole life is.
Right. You're going to be giving a workshop in Chicago on this whole book. Isn't that correct?
Yes. The workshop is in March. It's in the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott in Chicago on Higgins Road. The workshop, there'll be a book signing and a little lecture open to the public on March 19th. And
that's Friday evening, right?
It's a Friday evening, and then on Saturday and Sunday is the actual seminar. That's March 20th and 21st.
And people can find out more about this, and the workshop is based on the book and an expansion of the information on the book. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And
I do have details now up on my website.
And people can actually
workshop.
Sign up for it there through PayPal, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, so folks, if you want to know more about the Elena's book or the workshop, and she also is offering consultations, you can go to www.dynamicmanifestation.com. And I just want to also mention that if you're interested in asking questions on the program tonight by calling in, you can call in at 415-762-1161 and ask Elena a direct question about manifestation or her book or whatever you'd like to know. Or you can email me the questions at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. So let's get back to talking a little bit more about, you were talking about the being balanced and being fulfilled. So how do we really know, other than that balance, how do we really know and find our true path based on the emanation of our soul?
You find your true path when there's a sense that your soul is present, and that's your dominant consciousness. I'm working from my soul. And soul, in the book, I define soul as the potential with the, well, just your potential, actually, in the for the soul. But I couple it with the sense of what I call the inner God or the creator, that this force is moving through you and your soul is expressing itself in all aspects of your life, emotionally, spiritually, physically, through realization, and financially. And one of the statements that I do make is that the actual, that money is really coming from a ray of God, that the energy of money is itself a ray of God that is so powerful that if there are fragmentations in the life in the other areas, even if you're financially very wealthy, it will push up and amplify other areas that are unresolved. That's the nature of it. And there will be mirrors or fragmented areas because this is such a powerful positive ray from God. And only beliefs around it keep it from being that. The beliefs are coming from the external. They are not coming from the heart of the Creator. They're things that have been learned.
How do we unlearn those things?
Well, there is a technique that is used. I'm not the only one that uses it, but it came through from the records in the book, which is to really write down all your beliefs about money and give them over through grace.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you can tear them up. Or
right.
Burn them. But there's,
right.
There's another exercise right after that that is very interesting that came through, which is if you take a sacred object, anything that is really sacred to you, it can be a holy book, it can be a star, it can be a cross, it can be anything that has real sacred meaning to you. And my question is, can you place money at that level? And do things to keep money at that level as sacred, to be used for sacred reasons. It's a very interesting exercise because it elevates the position of money and it makes it a reflection of your inner being, but with depth, with caring, with character. It's also a little controversial. It'll kick up any resistance. It'll kick up any resistance you have to understanding the force of money or keeping it over on in a certain area of your life when everything is meant to be whole and one, to manifest across the board.
Well, there's a lot of people who have, you know, that have a hard time of thinking money as being sacred. That's very interesting. In other words, like, and the idea that they can balance money being sacred the same way a sacred symbol would be can be a very profound opening for them if they're able to. It's not, and I don't want people to, it's not about making money your God. That's not what we're saying here. It's an energetic symbol, correct?
That's correct, and I make that point exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Money is not a substitute for love or for God. Although what happens when you substitute money for love is you end up with the lack of love or the lack of money. You don't end up with the positive symbol. And then also regarding that, you don't worship money. It is an energy. I call it a parable. The whole book is a parable, and I have several vignettes in the book that are parables.
Stories about a composite of people and profiles. You know, I want to talk about those, but I'm sorry, finish what you're saying.
Well, the money is a parable for this radiant force to be used for the good, to bring creation flowing into the world, to support your life, to support other people, and it has a tremendous caring capacity to it. So that's really to be recognized. And historically, because of the power of it, historically, all kinds of attitudes have been tacked onto it, and it's really time to let all of that go and bring it into an alignment with the soul. It's traditionally also money was given over to churches while the individual remained poor. And that what happens there is an alienation from the divine occurs. God is over there, but God is not inside of me. I can't find God inside of me. When in fact, the inner creator and the force of the inner divine is at one with the Almighty. God is not far. God is in this place. God is internal at all times. And money can reflect all of that, as do the other areas of creativity.
So I want to just kind of talk for a moment. In researching and working on this book, you've been working with this book for over 2 years. Is that correct? How long has it been?
It actually started. The book was written in about half a year, but the certain parts were written for the conferences that we gave before
right.
that, over 2 years.
Right. But can you share some of the things that have happened to people when they've used your processes? And the successes they've had?
Well, one of the things that actually happened is that during what I call, there's a wonderful process that's very good for a group called Hallelujah Brothers and Sisters. And we actually had this in a conference, and while the person was leading, it's praising things that you love in your life out loud. You write them out and you praise them in front of people. You praise your family. What you do is elevate the octaves. You elevate the frequency. This person had a number of people call her in her hotel room telling her how much they loved her during that. And they were far away. You know, so that's kind
great.
Of a humorous one. We have one, the one with debt release, an individual, you really most likely need to do that over a period of time. It's very profound because you're going to, when you go to each grace point, you see the judgment that you placed on yourself that put you in debt. That's one of the big ones.
Right, that's the lifting judgment. Process we're talking
about. That's lifting
about.
Judgment.
Right.
But I had one person who got a phone call for a new job as soon as she started doing it. She got a phone call right during the process, and she was, like, shocked. And it was the beginning for her of changing careers and moving out of where she felt she didn't belong. But that was really wonderful. The debt release process is extremely powerful, and it isn't overnight. You may actually get some results very quickly and then be on a plateau, but it shows you how much you've held yourself back through judgment. Judgment blocks the heart. Judgment pulls your frequency down. It blocks creativity because it comes from not being loved, a fear of not being loved, or wanting to be better, or just being frightened of making a change or shift. And once you let go of that and self-recrimination, you'll see the patterns that have caused debt to occur. And it's related to what you believe you can and cannot accomplish. And you begin to let go of that, and new things come in at each position, at each new grace position. It's very valuable to keep doing it. You generally see results after 90 times. Usually people will not do it 90 days in a row. Just do it as best you can. It's a fascinating, highly effective type of exercise to do.
Well, the other thing
I recommend
was, it. I say again? I didn't hear you.
I recommend doing it.
And so how long exactly have you been working with the Akashic Records? How many years, right?
20 years.
Right.
20 years.
And one of the things that, if you've gone up to Elena's website, or if you're going up to Amazon.com, take a look at the book, one of the things you want to mention is the beautiful cover of the book. This is a beautiful, striking piece of art. So why don't you tell us about this beautiful piece of art that's on the cover of your book? Quite frankly, you look at the book and you can actually feel a shift when you look at this art. It's very interesting. So tell us about it, Elena.
The cover art is done by Ronnie Reisler, who is actually my sister, who began working in the records when I did. And when you work with a mandala, traditionally, what the mandala does, and originally mandalas were used as meditative tools, particularly in the Far East, but you'll see it in the Kabbalistic tradition. You'll see it in many different traditions. What it does is unite seemingly diverse parts into a whole. And that is very much the quality of the book, that if you unite these diverse principles or these exercises, that you will get a whole right across the board. And that each part is beautiful. I selected this mandala. This is a mandala of my own soul that I placed on this book. And I had the intention, through the Akashic Records, of having it be a portal of energy. So that if you looked at it, there would be a frequency emitted. There is a frequency emitted. Now,
right.
Ronnie does magnificent work. She is a trained artist. But what she does is open the Akashic Records, and people ask her to do their mandala. She uses mixed media. It's not generated by a computer. She's actually using mixed media. And with their permission, she receives the mandala of their soul through imagery. And each one is extremely different from the next. And this is the process that she does.
She has a website, too, and people can actually contract her, like you said, to do the mandala of their souls through the Akashic Records. And she also gives workshops and teaches people how to work with, actually how to create their own mandalas through their Akashic Records. But what is her, doesn't she have a website that people could look at her art also on?
Mandalaofthesoul.com.
Okay, so folks, if you're curious, you can go to mandala. It's singular or is it plural? Is it mandalas or mandala?
Mandala of the soul, like one word?
Yeah.
Mandalaofthesoul.com.
It's mandalaofthesoul.com. Mandalaofthesoul.com. So I know that I'm planning on being at your workshop in March, on March 20th and 21st in Chicago. And I want to stress that anyone who wants to come to this workshop in Chicago, you do not have to know how to access your own Akashic Records. Clearly, if you want to learn how to access your Akashic Records, taking this workshop having that knowledge would enhance it, but it's not necessary. That experience is not necessary, and it's going to be on March 20th and 21st in Chicago, and that information is available on Elena's website, dynamicmanifestation.com. The other thing I want to mention is you and I are both doing a level one workshop at the same weekend, but in different states. So you're doing one in Florida, but yours is on January 31st, February 1st, and 2nd in Jacksonville, Florida. And so if anyone is in the Florida area and would like to take a level one workshop with Elena, you can go to Florida, or if you'd like to, you can come to Cleveland. I'm going to be doing one the same weekend on the 30th and 31st of January. So we've got some really strong Akashic Record energy going for that weekend. So folks, we'd love to have you at our classes. So please call one of us. You can call Elena. We're going to get you a minute, caller. I know you're there. Why don't you give your phone number out? And I'll give mine, and this way people will have their information. Do you want me to give your number out?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. So you can contact Elena at 773 301 7573, and that's her personal number. And my personal number for workshops is 216-691-1233. But we have a caller on the line, so let's talk to our caller. How about that? Hello, caller.
Yes.
Who is this?
Oh, hi. My name is Kim. I've been listening. It's really fascinating. I also went to the website.
Great. Where are you calling from, Kim?
My book, Merced, California.
Okay, great. Good. So do you have a question for Elena?
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about what you've been saying about really changing how you think and visualize to create with your Akashic records. Like, you don't have to actually know, you know, be able to read them. But if this is something, like, for instance, I wake up in the morning and I say, I want to create the right and perfect work for myself or the artistic experience, and do I just sit and visualize it as well as write it down? Or, what is more important in the creation process?
In the creation process, it's the acknowledgement that you visualize your work, and
right.
then write it down. It's also very important that you take that into your heart.
Okay.
That what does it feel like? Now, I have quite a bit of detail about doing the declaration. So after you write it down, you can begin to verbally declare it, but be very clear about what it feels like, what it looks like, and what you really want. Now, frequently, before you go to sleep, if you ask to see what you really want for your life calling, say, when you awake, you will have a much more vivid image of what you want. So after you have seen it and write it down, really decide what it feels like, what you really want, and then you can build declarations, and you can record these declarations if you want, and keep doing that. And during the declaration, it's all positive, it's very vivid, and you live it. In those moments, you are living your actual vision. You are declaring it and living it. And if you choose to do so at the end of the declaration, you can say, and this is so.
And this is. Do you need to say for my highest good, or just you feel it so strongly, and this is so is enough?
You can say for the highest good, highest good of all concerned, or for the highest good, but the this is so means I have in these moments lived this. This is so. This is for the highest good. May this be for the highest good is also fine, because it opens you up to elevate more.
Right. When you're doing this, are you communicating with, unbeknownst to you, are you actually communicating with your Akashic record keeper or your record keeper when you're visualizing it and doing all of this stuff on an unconscious level?
Well, as far as the book is concerned, it is open to people who work with the Akashic Records or not. What you are communicating with are all levels, including your internal creator, including God Almighty, and any other layers of guidance that you believe in. And you are also accessing your spirit and your soul and every level. As long as you're feeling your heart is in it, your heart will manifest. Your heart is the strongest manifester. And there's an example from a journal in actually how something was manifest from the heart. A GPS navigator was actually reprogrammed from someone's heart desire when he got into the car. unbeknownst to him, he didn't program it. He wanted to go through the country so much that the navigator reprogrammed. So that's an amazing, funny, it's kind of a funny story. But what it's like is the spiritual template. What you want to do is impact, which is absolutely true. The spiritual template is the map of your life.
Does everyone know what their heart's desire is? You look at people, and can you say, oh, this is your heart's desire? Or is it something that you have to figure out within yourself?
You come into an awareness of it through your inner feelings, and this is a real, you're actually tapping into a very important point. Nobody except you and God can know what's really in the depths of your heart. Now that's miraculous. I can't have your life. I can't feel the depth of your life. That's one of the keys. When you feel extremely deeply, and then you go beyond it into a quiet moment, you will get your deepest level of truth. Now, there is no reader or visionary who can actually know what you feel. Only you can, because that's why you have your soul. So the more you tap in, and it doesn't matter if you're off base. So if you're off base, ask for the highest good to guide you. The important thing is that you begin to create and to move so that more can come in.
Kim, I just want to ask you a question. This is Donna. Oh. Have you listened to the program before? Or did you just kind of... You've listened to the program before?
I about three or four times.
What I wanted to just mention is for yourself as well as for others that are listening, is that the work that Elena and I do and the other members of Akashic Records International, our school, or the way that we access the records is through a sacred prayer. Mm-hmm. The prayer itself shifts the energy to make the information accessible. But what we also really recommend and try to share with our clients and students is the Akashic Records will really never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decision. So in trying to find your right livelihood, it would be important to use the tools that Elena was mentioning and move into a place of feeling of joy and focus. And so the idea of right livelihood or purpose is something that we actually all know, but some people are reluctant to sometimes feel the joy of it. So it's really about allowing yourself the joy of the focus of the love that's there for you. Does that make sense?
Well, because in the last, I lost my job, and I had to move back home. And in the last couple of weeks, I actually started visualizing what I wanted to create. And it's very artistic, and it's not regular work. And so I love what you're doing because it really taps into what I'm trying to do. When I start thinking about it, I realize for years I haven't done that. I haven't really sat and visualized to create the kind of life I want to lead. And to do it, it feels like you're almost dreaming. You know, it feels too good to be true almost.
Right. Where in California do you live?
Oh, I live near Fresno and Modesto and Turlock.
Okay, so you live near San Francisco, right?
Yeah, in that area. Right.
There is a teacher that teaches Akashic Record classes in the San Francisco area, just for your own information. And I'm going to be in San Diego in April. So, I mean, if you're called to work with the Akasha, you know, then you may want to consider either taking a class from Lisa Barnett, she lives in San Francisco, or coming to San Diego, or maybe taking a trip to Chicago to Elena's workshop in March. And I know that you just lost your job, but the idea here is it sounds like it's time to invest in you.
Oh, I'm not worried about money. I'm actually feeling quite free, you know.
Great.
So I like this idea. And I like what you're saying, and I will get the book.
Good.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you very much.
And by the way, if
thank you for calling in, Kim.
Yes, thank you, Kim. But by the way, if you want a specific autographed copy, you can get it by ordering it from Elena's website. Just want to tell you that. Okay.
Well, this is wonderful. Bye. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So, what comment would you like to make to those that are listening about our this past call, Elena?
You know, there's a feeling from this individual that she's finally allowing herself to be free based on outer circumstances, and the feeling of a very profoundly sensitive individual.
Right.
The ability to create once she opens to that inner wealth is going to be very detailed and very dynamic for her, and she will be able to access all of the inner support that she needs to bring it forward into the world in a form where she will be supported externally in society with her livelihood. And she's on the verge of flying. So it was wonderful to hear from her.
That's great. Yeah, it is. I just want to take a moment to talk about something that I mentioned last week on my show, just a little bit of apart from talking about the book, but I need to share this with everyone. Last week on the program, I talked about two things. I talked about a level one tune-up that we're going to be doing via teleconference for anybody who has experienced the level one workshop anywhere for many of the teachers in Akashic Record Consultants International. I'm going to be doing a level one tune-up next Saturday on the 23rd. And so email me for times on that. And I'm also going to be doing a free meditation. This came forward from the records when I was on the phone. You'll kind of find this interesting, Elena. It's a free teleconference, and the meditation that's going to be happening is for the purpose of the realignment of starseed intentions. And it's essential at this point in time to eliminate and neutralize all sadness, grief, and feelings of disconnection of starseed beings. So because it's essential that all star children unite energetically and move forward from a place of love and knowingness. So what we're going to be doing is if you want, I want to be able to really, that's only a part of the definition the record keepers gave me offline. So if you'd like to know more about this meditation of how to realign and eliminate or neutralize the illusion of being outcast or separate, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com for the times on Saturday and the call-in numbers. And again, this is totally free. And I would love as many folks to be a part of this as possible so that we can anchor our true desire of being here as we move forward. Okay, I just wanted to give that little bit of a blurb of a commercial. We've got another caller on the line. Hello, caller. Hello.
To realign and eliminate or neutralize the
can you shut your computer off in the back, please? We've got a little delay going on. Just shut the volume off. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, it's a familiar voice, Elena.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, would like you to introduce to Ronnie Reisler, who is on the line. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
I'm great because I've got your sister, and now I've got you on the line.
Good. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that Elena's book has inspired me so much that I am back at the work table producing more artwork. And I am in the process of completing a mandala for our spiritual teacher, Mary Parker.
Oh, that's fabulous. Are we going to be able to put this on their website?
I don't know. We'll have to see about, photographing it and getting a JPEG and all that technical stuff that goes along with everything of that nature. So, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay,
fabulous, Ronnie.
Yes. And I don't know how much time you guys have.
We have about 4 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, I think, Donna, that your workshops are sounding wonderful. And I was going to ask Elena a question, which may take a little longer, but I was just going to ask Elena to describe some of her inner feelings as she was going through the process of writing the book.
Oh, great question, great question. Elena, can you give us a short version of that one?
I know it.
Yes, I can. The book came very simply. There's kind of a humorous beginning to the book, but basically, the book came through like tidal waves that I could not stop. When I started to write the book, from the minute I woke up, I was given the information in my sleep. And then I asked for it in the sleep state, but I went somewhere else in my sleep, which I found out about after the book was written, actually. But then the book would come through, and each day I'd write it, and there was a force behind it coming through me. It's mentioned in the introduction of the book that I was actually doing laundry in the basement. I had to go downstairs about four floors to do laundry, and a voice came to me and said, "You're complete, you're whole, you're loved." And when I ran up all the stairs and went into the house, it was as if a big hole in the center of my heart had filled in, as if something had returned to me. And then I started writing gratitude all over everything that I could find. And from the gratitude, the process, Hallelujah Brothers and Sisters, came in. And then the writing of the declarations evolved from that. Those were the first things that came through about this book. And then the principles started to come through in a different style of wording. And gradually I would write, and then finally when I started really writing the book, it just kept pouring out each day. But I had to write down what I was given for the next part to come.
Wow, that's so cool. That's an important piece for writers to know, especially spiritual writers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's part of that principle. You have to anchor. You don't know what the next thing is going to be necessarily. You just stop and it's over. And then you have to bring it forward to acknowledge that you were given the information and that you manifest it. And that is how it still is. You anchor, pull it through, manifest it, and more will be given.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Ronnie, I'm kind of speechless because I just love this book. You know? What else do you have to say? We're about ready to close. Ronnie, you still there? I think she left.
She left. Okay.
Are you there? Okay, so it's just you and me, Elena.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So she maybe asked the question, then she hung up. But what I would love to have you on again, so that we can love to get some feedback from folks who read the book, and let's get some dialogue going with folks that have read the book, because it's brand new out in the market. And tell me, now, when you go to Amazon and you can find this book, you can kind of look inside of it too, can't you? Is that like
they have a look inside. So the book, you can also enlarge the beautiful cover to look at it in more detail, which was the very first thing that they did. Amazon loved this book cover. And so they really commented on it. They said to me, when they were designing the book, they said, "Where did you get this? You know, that like I found in some unusual place." So it was very beautiful. And then you can look inside the book, and it flips through the beginning of the book. And then it shows you the back cover. And then I have two wonderful reviews on Amazon. So,
But we want to get more because we want more people to buy the book. That's for sure. We have one more caller. Okay, who's calling now? Hello? Is there somebody there? don't know who that was. Anyway.
We got to close.
We're going to close now. We're going to have to just say thank you to everyone. Go to Divine Manifest, the Dynamic Manifestation. That's Elena's website. And email me for more information about the free teleseminar next weekend, next Saturday. Elena, thank you so much for being on the show. And we've got to close now.
Thank you.
Hello?
A wonderful pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right. So we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of Akashic Wisdom, Internet radio show on bbsradio.com by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Have a miracle-filled week, folks, and see you next week. This is Donna Fox saying, and Elena Lieberman saying bye-bye.